Tonight on the Worldview Report, crime and homelessness plague American cities. We'll bring you some of the stories that will make you want to run for the countryside. The feds want a popular conservative journalist jailed for no less than 120 days for his role in the J6 protest. And you won't believe what that role was. And a well-known manufacturer of gun safes commits the cardinal sin of safe makers. You will not want to do business with this company when you find out what it did. The U.S. Virgin Islands is suing banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase for operating as a, quote, full-service bank, end quote, for now-deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. And one NFL stadium has turned over a portion of its outdoor parking lot security to a robot dog. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Leading off tonight, retail businesses are being pilfered daily of record amounts of inventory. It's gotten so bad in some cities like San Francisco and LA, the retailers are packing their bags and leaving. But rather than abandon their stores, other retailers in America are now looking for ways to fight back. Some are turning to fogging machines to deter thieves from stealing thousands of dollars in merchandise. Density USA, it's a company based in St. Louis, Missouri, and has done business with stores and homeowners in Europe and Australia. Fox News Digital reported this fact, and the density foggers are connected to existing alarm systems, which, when activated, will trigger a thick fog in a room in a matter of seconds. According to the president of Density USA, Mike Engel, quote, thieves can't steal what they can't see, end quote. And then he said, quote, once it's activated, the Density USA system creates a dense fog with zero visibility conditions in just seconds, end quote. Engel told this fact to Fox News. And then he said, quote, the fog is designed to be dense and disorienting to deter an intruder from following through with their intentions, end quote. In June, the company completed its first liquor store installation in Memphis, Tennessee. So far this year, Density USA has been approved for sale in North Charleston, South Carolina, Prince George's County, that's in Maryland, Oakland, California, and Chicago, Illinois. The rise in interest in the fogging device, well, it comes as stores are expected to lose, wait for it now, $115 billion in retail theft by 2025. Stores reportedly lost an estimated $86.8 billion in retail theft just in 2022. Quote, I think the COVID-19 pandemic tore the social and economic fabric of America, end quote. That's what the CEO told Fox News Digital. Quote, pre-pandemic crime was on the decline. But when the nation shut down and the economy stepped backwards, common sense went to an all-time low. And sadly, crime rose and continues to grow, end quote. This next story will show that the deterioration of America's cities is not relegated to the large major cities. In fact, even smaller cities are being racked by increased crime and moral decay. The Cowboy State Daily reports that the city of Casper, Wyoming, is confronting an unprecedented homeless situation that Mayor Bruce Kennel describes as, quote, a mess, end quote. Quote, it's like nothing I've ever seen, end quote. That's what Kennel said during an interview with Cowboy State Daily. Quote, it's third world country stuff happening in Casper, Wyoming, end quote. Downtown Casper's messy problem, well, it recently reached a whole new level of ugly and stinky. City staff reportedly cleaned up around 500 pounds of human feces, while other homeless persons have been occupying parks, bike paths, or sleeping in their cars. With an estimated 200 people now making the streets and parks their home, the Casper City Council is contemplating stronger urban camping and squatting rules. The situation in Casper, well, it offers a unique window into the broader national problem. Connell stated, quote, "We know very well we cannot litigate our way or arrest our way out of the problem, but our police need some teeth to start dealing with the squatting. They're just causing so many problems," end quote. Among the numerous issues discussed by the mayor was the destruction of the vacant Econo Lodge Motel, a property that the mayor said was devastated by the homeless to an extent far worse than previous flood damage. Quote, "They destroyed everything," end quote. That's what he lamented, citing the repairs would cost millions. As a result, the property has been condemned and boarded up by the bank that owns it. He attributes a portion of Casper's crime to the homeless population, saying, quote, "In desperate times, people do desperate things. And unfortunately, we're the ones left having to deal with it," end quote. Joe Biden appeared at a rare campaign event in Lake Tahoe in late August, where he was met with fierce backlash. He was booed mercilessly. Watch this.
Talking to UAW, obviously I'm concerned. I think that there should be a circumstance where the jobs that are being displaced, replaced with new jobs, they should go to the first choice, should go to the UAW members who had the job, and the salary should be commensurate.
Doesn't that look like the popular leader the mainstream corporate media would have you believe resides in the White House? The guy that won the election. He looks like a winner, doesn't he? You know, the guy who got a record 81 million votes in November of 2020? InfoWars host Owen Shorer pleaded guilty in June to a single Class A misdemeanor of entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds on January 6, 2021. The Gateway Pundit reports that the young journalist was initially charged in August of 2021. 8 months after remaining outside the U.S. Capitol on January 6, Schroyer never set foot in the U.S. Capitol. Never set foot in the Capitol. And in fact, he warned others not to go inside. He warned that it was a trap. After nearly 2 years of fighting charges related to his presence outside the Capitol on January 6, 2021, Owen made the decision to plead guilty to a lesser charge. Owen allowed the government to review his social media accounts, likely looking for any scrap of incriminating wrong think they could find. Owen and Alex Jones warned people about going inside the Capitol, as I already said. They knew it was a setup. And instead of being awarded medals for their actions that day, well, the regime arrested Owen months later on bogus charges. After all, he is a Trump supporter. On September 6, DOJ prosecutors sought 120 days of prison time for Owen. Apparently, they want him persecuted for the crime of free speech. Jim Hoft, writing at the Gateway Pundit, asked, quote, "Who are the real criminals here? Do not fool yourself. The regime wants to treat every Trump supporter like this. They want to jail us all, and they will do just that if we let them," end quote. American Military News reports that Liberty Safe, popular manufacturer of gun safes, gave one of its customers access codes to the Federal Bureau of Investigation. This happened last week, and the company revealed this fact. The FBI requested the code in connection with a raid on the customer's home over his alleged participation in the January 6th Capitol protest. So, the J6er is getting his guns confiscated because the safe he stores them in has been compromised by the maker of the safe working in cahoots with the federal government. Now, mind you, this person did not bring any guns to the protest on January 6th of 2021. But now, the FBI wants to sift through his gun safe. Liberty Safe, well, they practically drooled all over themselves trying to explain why it betrayed one of its customers. Simply because a corrupt Gestapo agency with a three-letter name requested it. And now it seems like there's going to be a huge boycott. In a statement posted September 5th on X, formerly known as Twitter, Liberty Safe said it turned over, quote, the access code to the safe of an individual for whom they had a warrant to search their property, end quote. Liberty continued stating, quote, our company protocol is to provide access codes to law enforcement if a warrant grants them access to a property. After receiving the request, we received proof of the valid warrant, and only then did we provide them with an access code. Liberty Safe had no knowledge of any of the details surrounding the investigation at the time, end quote. Listen, folks, there are other gun safe makers out there. This one, Liberty Safe, well, I think they've proven themselves to be unreliable against one of the most probable robbers who will, at some point, want to pry into your safe. And that would be the U.S. government. So, in my mind and in my opinion, this makes Liberty Safes a Bud Light moment. Let's hope it is, because they now deserve, I think, to be boycotted by all patriotic American gun owners, right? Bank of America did the same thing, turning over private account information to the FBI of folks who attended the J6 event. But there's a difference between a woke mega bank and a woke gun safe maker. I mean, it's kind of an oxymoron, right? To be a woke gun safe maker. The former has plenty of woke customers who would cheer on their decision to help a corrupt regime persecute its political opponents. The latter, well, is by nature a company that survives based on the trust of patriotic conservative Americans. Yeah. So we'll keep you posted on what happens to Liberty Safe sales. We'll be right back after this break.
Oh, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, mystore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen, use the promo code, and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Welcome back. Glad you're with us. Please remember, we are brought to you by you. You're the sponsor of the program. We are a listener-supported broadcast. And if you appreciate getting the news each and every night, and by the way, it takes a team of seven of us about 15 man hours a day to put it all together. And if you appreciate that fact, we need your support. You can make a contribution of any size at WVWFoundation.com. Thank you for doing that. $5, $10, $15, $20 a month, wherever you can do. One-time contribution, occasional contribution, but we are looking for more regular monthly contributors. You can make a contribution simply by going to WVWFoundation.com, and you can set up an automatic monthly contribution there so you don't forget about it. And then we also know what's coming in each and every month. That's a big help to us. So thank you for your support, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you. Another news, another widespread claim about the safety and effectiveness of COVID so-called vaccines has been proven false. Natural News reports that researchers out of Italy and the United Kingdom found that, contrary to government claims, spike proteins from the injections persist in the arms of recipients for at least 6 months post-injection. Up until now, the official story is that the spike proteins in COVID jabs are, quote, harmless, end quote, and stay in the arm for no longer than just a couple of days. That's what we're told. We're told that at most, the body will only continue to manufacture spike proteins for a short period, maybe 2 or 3 weeks at most. We now know that the body of an injected person continues to produce spike proteins for months, possibly even years. In fact, researchers confirm this, even excluding the possibility of cross-contamination or infection with the latest circulating strain of COVID. To conduct their research, scientists used a sensitive test based on mass spectrometry that was tuned to look specifically for an amino acid sequence that only exists in the jab-induced spike protein. In fact, on his website, Igor Chudov explains how the mRNA jabs are genetically programmed to produce spike proteins, the part of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that allows COVID to enter human cells. In fact, early on, don't you remember? We were promised that jab manufacturers, Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, had programmed their respective shots to stop producing spike proteins after a certain point. Well, it turns out, this was a lie. It's all based, folks, on false claims. Just to be sure that their findings were correct, the research team also performed the same test on a control group of people who never got jabbed for COVID. Well, this only further proved that those who got the jab are now walking spike protein factories. Quote, it turns out that only the people in the vaccinated subgroup were found to carry vaccine-derived spike protein, end quote. That's what the researcher said. He noted that the identifying spike fragment was found in 50% of the fully vaccinated biological samples that were analyzed. Quote, what is worse, vaccine spike protein was found as late as 6 months after the last dose. End quote. Well, it's important to note that the study was designed to only look as far as 6 months for spike proteins. Had it been designed to look even further, chances are the study would have found that spike proteins continue to form inside the bodies of fully vaccinated for years, if not forever. The U.S. Virgin Islands is suing banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase for operating as a, quote, full-service bank, end quote, for now-deceased pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. According to the suit, J.P. Morgan flagged more than $1 billion in suspicious transactions linked to Epstein's accounts, to which the government responded by doing absolutely nothing. Quote, J.P. Morgan was a full-service bank for Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking, end quote. So said Minnie Liu, an attorney for the Virgin Islands, who says that this latest revelation only bolsters her client's case against the banking giant. According to Bloomberg, this is the first time in the case that an actual dollar amount has been disclosed in relation to the, quote, sheer volume of Epstein's financial activity at J.P. Morgan over a 16-year period, end quote. The suspicious activity in question was fully detailed in a 2019 filing with the U.S. Department of the Treasury, according to another Virgin Islands attorney who spoke before a Manhattan court this week. The filing in question was made after Epstein was reported dead in a Manhattan jail cell just 1 month after his arrest on sex trafficking charges. Before his demise, Epstein had been banking with J.P. Morgan Chase since the late 1990s, all the way through 2013, when the banking giant finally cut ties with him. Quote, "It's about to get very difficult not to identify Epstein's billionaire pedophile clients," end quote. So commented Zero Hedge about what this latest revelation means in the Epstein case. The bank itself is denying that it ever let Epstein's vile activity slide, claiming it reported around 150 cash transactions to federal regulators between the years of 2002 and 2013. According to the USVI, J.P. Morgan facilitated more than $1.1 million in payments made from Epstein himself to, quote, girls or women, end quote, many of whom had Eastern European surnames. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta recently welcomed the introduction of Benzy the Drone Dog. It's a robot that has facial recognition capabilities and will patrol the stadium to keep security. According to the Atlanta Business Chronicle, which broke the story last week, this robot dog will be unleashed on the fans of the Atlanta Falcons when the NFL season starts this week. Watch this. These are the same type of robots, mind you, that are used in cities across China to boss people around on behalf of their rulers, the Chinese Communist Party, scanning their faces everywhere they go. But in America, we're supposed to think it's like walking into a friend's house. In China, some of the robot dogs are armed, in fact, with guns, and they can even shoot at disobedient citizens. But you say that will never happen in America. We're too civilized for that, really. Our robots are friendly, don't you know? We take selfies with them and even dance with them. In fact, Sports Kita noted in February that during a pre-Super Bowl concert, the performing artist Jason Derulo danced with robo dogs on stage at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Watch this. And what about the feedback from the fans in Atlanta? Well, the stadium owners say it has been, quote, off the charts positive, end quote. These technocratic enablers, well, they're all the same. Whenever they roll out a new toy to better spy on and control the masses, it's always about, you know it, safety and security. It's never about an invasion of privacy or intrusion on liberty. Well, I think this company Evolve is no different. I think they will tell any lie to the ignorant masses, knowing they will lap up the lies and thank them for offering such a safe and secure environment. But why are we so concerned about security? I thought security wasn't a big deal. After all, our borders are open. They're wide open. And now we've got 75,000 individuals that are potentially tied to, well, terrorism. But you're worried about security at your stadium? Arthur M. Blank Sports and Entertainment LLC, which owns the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, says this is the first time his company has ever done something like this. And it's part of a wider push by the Arthur M. Blank family of businesses to become an early adopter of new modern technologies throughout the stadium. Quote, "We have to innovate continuously," end quote. That's what Blank said, adding, quote, "Do you want to work out here at 2 a.m.? It didn't replace a human. We want to make that clear." we actually added by getting him. I'd rather this be out there for us. It's a walking body cam, end quote. Eric Young, Mercedes-Benz Stadium Director of Physical Security and Parking, well, he's a little more honest. He said, quote, that Benzie's introduction looks a little dystopian and comes out of a sci-fi police state. It's like the Terminator. It's creepy, end quote. Well said. The robot, well, it's manufactured by the renowned Boston Dynamics company that produces some of the world's most state-of-the-art robots. In fact, the robot is remotely controlled by Aslan, a robotics firm that offers a perimeter security for companies, including the U.S. Air Force. In fact, according to ABC, quote, an Aslan operator stationed in Philadelphia maneuvers Benzie, dubbed a drone dog, from sunset to sunrise. It sends real-time video with 1080p color and night vision capabilities to secure monitors inside the stadium. Its batteries last 1.5 hours and it runs in half-hour shifts. The machine docks and charges in an air-conditioned doghouse, end quote. The robot, but it can also read license plates and sniff for explosives and narcotics. That's according to the manufacturer's website. New York City, well, they used drones recently, as we reported, to spy on residents holding large parties over Labor Day weekend. More than 27 airports in the U.S., well, they're scanning the faces of airport travelers. City police departments, well, they're engaging what they call pre-crime analysis, where they use surveillance cameras to try and apprehend people suspected of wanting to commit a crime before they have actually committed a crime. No, this is not dystopian. This is not Brave New World stuff. This is all for safety and security, and you should love it. It's demonic, folks. And it will be used increasingly against, well, we the people. That does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for tuning in and for supporting this listener-supported broadcast. You can do that by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There are a lot of sales going on over there. It's really, frankly, not too early to take advantage of some of these sales. Buy them while they're available, because some of this stuff's going to go out of stock, and that's going to be it. And then put it away in a closet and save it for Christmas. People will love these Christmas gifts, and you'll be saving a lot of money. So you might want to take advantage of some of those sales while supplies last. MyPillow.com, please use the promo code B66. That gets you savings. We get credit. It's a big part of our general operating budget. You can also go to QUXNOW.com. QUXNOW.com. It's your conservative alternative to Roku. They invited us to come on board to stream all my programs. So you can get this little box, sync it to your television. Well, actually, what you do is you hook a HDMI cord from the box to your TV, then sync your TV or this box with your wireless router, and you're streaming all my content free of charge right on your flat screen TV. The great thing about this is two things. Number one, they won't cancel us. They invited us. They like what we do. They're conservatives. They're patriots, okay? They're Christian-minded. They want conservative streaming on this alternative to Roku. So one, they won't censor us. And B, they will not collect your data and sell it. They will not collect your data and sell it. That's big business. If you'd like to get one of these devices, the website address is QUXNOW.com. If when you go to check out, you put in the code WVW for Worldview Weekend, WVW, they'll take $25 off. So again, QUXNOW.com, use the code at checkout, WVW, they'll knock $25 off. Then also WVWTVStore.com to find out about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Lake of the Ozarks the third week of October. Full details, WVWTVStore.com. Speakers include in person Mike Lindell, General Michael Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, Colonel John Mills, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Rebecca Walzer. Did I say Dr. Peter McCullough? I think I did. Am I missing anybody? Probably I am. But all the details are at WVWTVStore.com. You'll also find emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies of all kinds right there at WVWTVStore.com. Thanks so much. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.